Welcome to the Blockchain Life with your host, Wall Street Journal and USA Today's best-selling author, Carrie Oberbrunner. In each episode, we explore relevant topics that help you keep your world connected and protected. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Let's begin.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner and I have with me my first female guest. I'm so excited. There's actually a lot of females in crypto and blockchain, and I reached out to them, but you are the first one who said yes.
Awesome. I'm so honored.
So I'm thrilled. I'll never forget this, but I want to pronounce your name right, and we're going to learn about you, what you're doing in the space and all this stuff. So it's Fatima Manfared.
Yes, that's perfect.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
You did good.
Okay. So where are you out of?
I'm based in Madrid in Spain.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Where are you based?
I'm in Columbus, Ohio.
Awesome.
In the United States. Yeah. So first of all, I got to hear a little bit of your story. And didn't you recently have, I saw on LinkedIn, didn't you have like an award or some success recently or something?
Not an award, honestly.
What did you have? Something. I saw it on LinkedIn and I'm like, oh, this is good. What happened?
I recently launched, we've been working for a while. We've been working for 3 months, like operational properly. But we've been working for longer than that, mainly like on the freelance side, but I launched my own startup and
that's
probably
right.
That's what you saw.
That's what it's called.
Spaces, and we are a collective of architects, designers, and artists, and we do tailored designs in the metaverse for our clients. We do everything from consulting on the metaverse strategy to building the design and then doing the in-game interactions and maintenance of their metaverse presence.
I am geeking out right now. I'm serious. I love this stuff. Do you find it hard to sleep at night with all the stuff that's happening in the metaverse?
Definitely. At first, it was really hard, but finding a balance, like, I mean, when I first started out, it was just like outpouring of information that's nonstop because things are moving at a pace that you can't believe in this space. So it's really hard to catch up with everything and to stay on top of it. And it can be very, very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But I think that as you get along and as you go along and you have like, you know, you make your place and you find your place.
That's
space,
it.
Then you start to like, you know, compartmentalize things. And I guess I've finally, like, hopefully kind of found a balance that helps me sleep at night.
This is good. Do you have a family yet or not yet? Is it just you right now?
No, I don't have a family. I do have a boyfriend, but I don't have a family yet.
That's great. So you don't have like 5 kids climbing on you to say, hey, we need food, or you can focus on blockchain.
Thankfully not yet. So yes. I'm focused on blockchain. Yeah.
Okay. So I think what you just said, first of all, is really wise, because when I first heard of blockchain and NFTs, it was really around last March. Mm-hmm. And when I started to go on Twitter and LinkedIn, and I felt overwhelmed. Oh my gosh. I was like, these people are speaking a foreign language.
Yeah.
You know, because they talk about different crypto and altcoins and you just get overwhelmed. And then I studied a lot, and then I almost took a little break because my company, and I'm sharing all this with you, but I think you might be able to relate. My company wasn't ready. Have you found that some people are not ready to make the shift to Web3 and this type of thing?
Definitely. I don't think it's for everyone. And a lot of people are not ready, which is why we're there to help them. And sometimes our job is way, way harder because the companies that we're working with, some of them are more ready for it. They've already even started some shifts towards the Web3, and some of them are just like zero, you know, like guide us through everything. Take us because we don't know anything. So that becomes a little bit harder for us, but we love what we're doing. So yeah, definitely. Companies aren't ready.
So you basically, I'm going to say this, you're a translator, meaning you're taking Web 2.0 and you're taking essentially the physical world. And by its very nature, the metaverse is the digital world and Web3. And you're essentially the translator with different companies to get them to speak the language? What do you think?
Definitely with a design focus.
So, design with a design focus.
Exactly. Okay. So getting them into the metaverse as a strategy for their company, but also in the design side. So building headquarters, building stages for concerts, building NFT galleries.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Okay.
Yeah, very much on the design side. That's why we're artists, architects, and designers, 3D modelers. We're very much geeks, you know.
Oh, I love this.
We have the coders, we have the animators. So we're very much geeks here.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So take me down the journey. And if you're cool with it, like, you grew up in Spain?
No, actually I grew up all over.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you grew up all over. You're a global citizen.
Definitely.
And why did you end up in Spain?
I ended up in Spain for architecture school. So I went to university here. I studied architecture here. I did my bachelor's and then I did my master's here. And then I'm staying for now. But the metaverse is my home, you know?
So really, you live everywhere. And that's what I've been changing on some of my Twitter and LinkedIn is when it says location, I put metaverse now.
Exactly.
Why not? You don't have to answer any question you don't want. Okay. Cause I'm fascinated here. Can you say how old you are?
Yeah, of course. I'm 25.
25 years old. Okay. So I'm 20 years older than you. And do you feel that some people, regardless of age, I know you mentioned it a few sentences ago, but you said some people are just really resistant. Is it because of fear? Is it because of this is a scam? I don't understand. And then how do you be a young thinker? Even if you're 45, 65, 85, how do you think young in this space? Because you're right, it's constantly evolving.
Yeah. Honestly, I have to say that I do relate to some people that are skeptical about this. And I do get a lot of skepticism and I always never react to it in a negative way. Mm. I try to be like, I understand where you're coming from and everyone is entitled to their opinion. And I respect that totally. But I just think that it's all based on a lack of knowledge. I mean, this is all evolving so fast. And a lot of people just see what they see on the news. Yes. But a lot of things that we tend to be skeptical about. And then they see huge numbers, things being sold at really high prices, crazy prices, you know, like the typical titles that you get on your news or that pops up.
Yeah, they're picking the sensational. Yeah,
exactly. And then they don't really delve into it further than that to figure out what is really behind all of this, like blockchain, the technology that is behind all of this. That is the real invention. That is the real fascinating thing that's driving all of this innovation. So really delving in behind it and trying to understand how this works, I think that would take out a lot of skepticism. And I don't blame people for having that because our education systems are not advancing as fast as our technologies are advancing. So even people my age, and I have to say this because I've studied architecture. So I went, like, you know, architecture tends to be very, very classical.
Yes, and Frank Lloyd Wright, all these things, right?
Yeah. And, you know, like the field of architecture as well, I feel a lot of people in the field they're not really looking for innovation a lot of times, and we're not really up to date with it. And I went to a few of my classmates and I went to my colleagues and I was like, hey, the metaverse is expanding. It's a great opportunity for architects and designers to get in. There's high demand for what we do here. And a lot of them showed skepticism, and this is young people.
Wow.
So you can imagine that it's not just,
This is interesting. I love this. This is so good because I have a coach who's in his almost 80s and he thinks young. So this is really not an age chronological thing. It's a mental youthful thinking. I like this. So now let's go into your company and a little bit about what you do, and I just want to hear all about it. Talk to me.
Awesome. So I graduated last year, and but I was in the crypto, like I was aware of the crypto industry and blockchain since 2017. Dabbled on different projects, you know, while I was studying. trying to get into the space, investing here and there, just like personally from what I save up as a student, you know, nothing big. I was always interested in it, but I was also kind of skeptical, you know, I just never found it relating to my life as an artist, as a creative person. And then we had this crazy inventions and things happening with NFTs and the metaverse. And that was when it all just clicked for me. And I was like, okay, now I have a place here. Now I can be creative and I can use this
technology
to support my creative side. And that was when I was just like, okay, this is the moment for me to fully dive into this space. So I started with creating an NFT collection. It was a collaboration with an artist. She was a contemporary dancer. So we did like a series where she was dancing. I was designing the spaces. We released that collection. And then that was just like one way of me getting in. And then I had a friend who has a guild, which is like a play to earn investment startup. And then they asked me to design their headquarters in the metaverse in Decentraland. And then from then on, I was just like, whoa, this is really cool.
Oh my gosh. We're going to keep talking, but I want to build in enough time to go offline with you because I want to hire you for something. So we'll talk about that. But I love what you're saying because I am not the crypto guy. And when I tell people think I'm nuts because I take my 20-year publishing company and career. And essentially, it feels like overnight, I'm like, blockchain. And I'm not throwing away my publishing company, but I'm reimagining it because I even think publishing, just like you're saying, with architects and artists and your classical school, publishing is very traditional. And, you know, them thinking that their cutting edge was like ebook, you know, and then it was, ooh, audiobook. And you know, with the metaverse, I mean, we could create a lounge for authors in the metaverse with book readings. I mean, you know, it goes big fast. So I'm glad that you're saying that it took you a few months to find your space because it also took me. And you see these crypto investors and you see kind of what the blockchain world is saying. You can express yourself in this or this, but you, Fatima, you basically introduced a new persona through architect and artist. Are you attracting a lot of other people now that they're kind of like, oh, she's 25, she's a female, and she's an architect and artist? Is it starting to happen?
Yeah, definitely. I would have to say I'm not the first to do this. I mean,
I know, but you're the first one I met.
Yes, I'm the first one a lot of people have met because I'm one of the five, I think, on LinkedIn that you can find that are actually practicing as an architect in the metaverse out of a million of architects on LinkedIn. So that's like, you know, one of five, you know.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
Five out of a million. So there's very few of us, but I'm definitely not the first. There are a lot of other pioneers in the space. But I think there's still a lot of room for more innovation and more people to get in as well. And I think that, you know, the more designers we have here, the better the metaverse could be, the better the creative construction that we make out of it could be, you know. Early on when I got into Decentraland, I was not very impressed by the graphics. Yes. I thought, oh, well, the map, it's kind of boring. I mean, I'm in the metaverse and I still have to go on these very long avenues that are so boring. And then you have just these like central plazas. And how cool would it have been if they had some architects or designers that were like, you know, working with them on that map? Because a lot of times
people
that came in were game developers or gamers. So they were not really on the design side of the things.
Yes.
And then that they lacked that kind of like really cool interactive design where I don't feel bored walking in the metaverse, you know, in that metaverse.
Wow.
And I think it's great to have that.
So it's almost like if you think back to New York 200 years ago and somebody bought a house on Main Street and they built a log cabin because that's all they knew. But you're an architect who can essentially come in and be like, no, we need a skyscraper. What do you think? Definitely. Is it a good analogy?
Definitely a great analogy. And a lot of times I see, for example, one thing that I really don't appreciate that's happening is companies or people wanting to bring the builds that they have in the real world into the metaverse.
Oh, to say again, bringing what?
So for example, let's say like one example that I can give, which I mean, in their case, it makes sense, but Sotheby's, they have their headquarters, they have their building in London, right? They took the exact same building they have in London, replicated the same building in the Decentraland.
And what was this company?
Sotheby's, the auction house, art auction
okay.
house.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, in their case, it kind of made sense.
Yeah.
But I mean, in a lot of times it happens for other companies that maybe it doesn't make sense because you have a very conventional, typical building that is in the real world, that even in the real world, it's not 100% the yes. best building you can have. And then you have the metaverse where design limitations are totally broken. You don't this have gravity, good. You don't have structures. You have so many limits that are broken that you could really open up your mind and be creative about.
Interesting.
And then you still get the same building. And I'm just like,
wow. So you're saying that the metaverse should not be an exact replica. It should be a new way of thinking that we can reimagine and rewrite the rules and take it to the next level.
Exactly. I mean, if the technology is taking it to the next level, why not the design?
This is deep. Oh my gosh. Imagine if some of the famous architects were alive today. Their heads would be spinning.
Definitely. I can imagine it. I actually a few weeks ago or a month ago, Roger Sturk, which was one of the best architects in the world, he passed away. And I was thinking, well, I would have loved to have a conversation with him about all of this, because he was one of those pioneers of thinking outside and like, you know, innovation. So definitely.
I gotta ask you, because I think I Googled female blockchain something, you know, and it came up with a short list. I reached out to all of them and some of, you know, and I was very cool about it. I'm like, hey, I saw an article online and I'm very impressed. And I believe that the world needs to have females have a voice for blockchain. And some are coming on. But what made you say yes to say, I want to talk to Carrie and the audience about blockchain? Why are you willing to be so generous? Whereas maybe some people are like, ooh, I'm one of five. I'm not going to talk. What are you thinking? What's your vision?
Yeah, I think that it's just a personal thing, you know, like, that's how I am. And I get a lot of messages and I reply to all of them. There is not a single person I don't reply to. And I get a lot of people that are asking me for guidance on how to get into the metaverse. And even though my days are packed, I spend time giving them very detailed answers. And that's just who I am as a person. I think that's really like, you know, and I think that when I just love what I'm doing. I love the space. And I love getting more people, like-minded people or people who are interested to get into the space as well. So whatever little bit I can do to help or whatever small knowledge that I have accumulated that I can share, I love to do that.
I got to ask you, this is amazing. And if it's not, and if the answer is no, it doesn't bother me. I'm just curious. I think I like to know people. Do you have a faith background? Do you think like all this is coming for a reason at this time in the world now? What do you think?
I'm not religious.
You're not religious.
No,
but you
I'm
think
not.
But you think that right now in this time.
But I do
there's
have
a
faith.
Reason.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, not exactly in that way. I think there's always a reason for everything that happens, you know. I do believe in a lot of things like karma. I believe in destiny. I believe in all of those things, just not in a religious way. So
gotcha. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I think across the whole world right now, it's probably the most exciting time to be alive.
Definitely.
My parents are visiting me. They're just in their, they just brand new into their 70s. and I'm geeking out because I haven't seen them in a while, and I can't wait to like blow their minds with all this stuff.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me know how that goes, because my mom is like 50 years old and I'm still having a really hard time every day explaining
really?
To her what I do, because she's just like, what do you do again? I didn't understand it. Like, could you explain that to me? You know?
And oh my gosh.
It's a battle.
What, you know, that's a great concept. And I'm a writer, so I have, you know, about a dozen books out. I'm a publisher. My next book is going to be on blockchain. And
please do that. We need
yeah,
that.
And that's part of my passion. I almost see myself as an onboarder to the metaverse.
Fantastic.
I know that sounds weird, but like I said, you're kind of a translator, but in the language of design. I almost feel like my role is to, especially authors, because authors are creators. And I think my job right now is to bring authors into this space. Now let's talk about that for a moment. Do you think, because I had this thought through my head, do you think inside the metaverse books are even relevant? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is there, if people are on screens and inside the metaverse, is there even, do books go extinct? Now, I have my own opinion, but what do you think?
I think that traditionally, like the traditional way of books, probably, for me, never. I mean, you have some evidence.
I'm looking at your, yeah, my shelf at my house is all books.
For me, the experience of the paper and the smell of the paper and to like read the book, like have it physically in your hand and read the book, nothing is going to replace that, honestly.
Oh, that's
like,
good.
Never. Even though I live in the metaverse, I still have my physical books, you know?
Oh, that's
and
good.
I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon. So
I agree.
For me, that's really important. But I think for generations, new generations, we're all getting lazier and lazier, and like reading is becoming something that's just kind of going out of our routines.
Mm-hmm.
And the screen is making information faster to get to us. And it's like making things move at a different pace, because reading a book is just kind of like at a different pace rather than you know, the experience you get with the screen. So I think that maybe somehow it will.
Okay.
Unfortunately, because I do love books.
Well, I that's what I'm going to talk to you about. I just looked at my clock and I want to make sure we have enough time to talk about that. So talk to me about this, because this is really interesting. Somebody said that the metaverse is going to be bigger than the real world, like literally spatially. Do you agree that we don't have limits, like that the world could literally be, I'm not saying bigger as in like popularity, but I'm saying bigger. And then my other statement is, time goes faster in the metaverse. Not many people realize this, because this is really tough to understand. The best analogy I can give is to say that you can watch a YouTube video at 1.5 or 2 speed and still retain. Have you know more than me about the metaverse. And once time can be bent, I've heard, for example, this is nuts, I know, but I've heard that Tesla inside the metaverse and BMW and other companies are allowing their cars, and this is future, but they're allowing their cars to learn the road system faster. So hang with me with this. Some metaverses are being built as an exact replica. So like New York City. Then you put the metaverse, then you put the car inside the metaverse, and all while we're sleeping and all in the metaverse without time being a factor, it's learning faster. And then when they put that program back into the real world, self-driving cars, it already knows the whole street system.
Wow.
So, I mean, I only know enough to like not know what I'm saying, but how is time and space bent and changed in the metaverse as a designer?
I'm going to answer your first question first. So it was about the space in the metaverse. So the metaverse is going to be bigger than the real world. And I think that, you know, that's a really great question, because right now we don't have the metaverse. We have the metaverses. We have different platforms that are working as metaverses. And some of them have a map that is quite small. I mean, like, it's not the world, the size of the world. Some of them have bigger maps. And then there are some that instead of having a map, you actually have a world. So you decide where the limits are. So that's really crazy. Like, I mean, possibilities,
that is crazy.
Are, possibilities are great. And the scale is something that could go from something really small to something, you know, where you set the limits yourself. That's fantastic. And then about time.
And just to comment on that. So the beauty of the multiverse or omniverse or metaverse is that Decentraland connects with Sandbox, which connects with whatever, which connects with, like, in other words, you're bringing your NFTs and your digital assets across worlds.
That's
in the future.
Definitely. That's a phenomenon, like, we call interoperability. And that's something that a lot of people are working on. And it's not achieved yet. It's not fully achieved yet, but definitely something that we're going to get very, very soon. Moving your assets from one metaverse to the other, and even portals to teletransport from one metaverse to the other. So
would you say even what? Would you say?
Portals.
Oh, portals. Like
you will have like a portal that then you just like get into, and then you're suddenly in the different metaverse, you know?
It's like the Matrix, man. You open the door and you go, oh my gosh, it's nuts.
Yeah, actually, we had a call about this the other day and someone was like, oh, it's like the Matrix. And I was like, yeah, and I'm the architect.
Oh, yeah. This is huge.
It was funny.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I got to look at something really quick because I want to show you. I'm going to show you something offline here, but my mind is blowing up. This is why I can't sleep. All right. I hope you
have managed to get that balance where you get to sleep. For me, meditation, yoga is definitely something that calms me and lets me have a good night's sleep.
Good. For me, it's what do you call it? Is it melatonin? What is it called? I don't know. You know what I'm saying, but it helps me sleep. All right. So maybe to wrap this up, because I do want to save some time for you and I to talk offline, because I have some thoughts here. What do you want my people to know? Like, you know, how do we find out about you? What are you listening to? Where, you know, if people are fascinated, what can they do?
Yeah. One of the guides that I give is to follow influencers or top thinkers in the industry, in the industry of the metaverse. And thinking of talking about female representatives, I think that, you know, Kathy Hackle is one that I would really watch out for, because she's really great. And the content that she's sharing is amazing as well. And she has a podcast too.
How do you say her name?
Kathy Hackle.
H-A-C.
Kathy with a C?
Yeah, yeah.
H-A-C-K-L-E, I think.
And she's an architect?
No, she's not an architect.
But she's just a good...
She is like the metaversian, you know, like the OG.
Oh my gosh. So, what does she do?
Also consulting of companies to get into the metaverse and strategies and things like that. So yeah, metaverse OG is the best way to describe it, I think.
And I just Google her and I find her.
Yeah, and she has her LinkedIn as well, which is a really good place where she shares a lot of things. And then there's Krista Kim, which she's an artist, but she got a lot of attention because she sold a house, which was called the Mars House, Metaverse House, and that was sold for $500,000.
Metaverse House.
Yeah, Mars House it's called.
Mars House.
Yeah.
And it's Krista?
Kim.
It's Kim?
Yeah, Kim as in K-I-M. Yeah.
And what's her last name?
That was her last name, Kim.
Krista Kim.
Krista Kim, yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah. And to find me, you can go on LinkedIn and you can also follow my company, Spaces. We are Spaces DAO, so we're a decentralized autonomous organization.
Yep.
And follow
so how
us.
Do we, how do we find
we just it? Launched our company like publicly this week.
Okay.
So like, I mean, come to the public and announce that, hey, we're Spaces and this are the services we're offering, but we've been working in the backstage for 6 months. So happy to have you there.
How do we find Spaces? like
on our LinkedIn as well. So Spaces DAO LinkedIn.
Spaces DAO. So spacesdao.com.
Just Spaces DAO company.
Interesting. What's your website?
It's under construction, but we'll have it up in a week, I think. So that's great. It's spacesdao.xyz.
Why does it tell me why is it XYZ? I know that's a popular domain.
We thought of it as, I mean, it's a domain that a lot of people in the Web3 space are using, but we thought of it as a pun even. So we had, you know, when you're designing something in 3D, you have the axis, you have the x-axis, the y-axis, and the z-axis.
Okay.
So we thought that would be really cool as even like an idea of how we are 3D modelers, we're designing spaces in 3D, and it's spacesdao.xyz. And our logo is actually inspired by that too. So we thought this is the perfect fit.
That's so good. I love this. I love this. Okay. So you blew my mind. We'll find you on spacesdao.xyz. And thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Yes, right, thank you for having me.
Mind, okay.
It was an honor.
Thanks for listening to Blockchain Life. We hope today's conversation ignited your soul and inspired your mind. Post your comments in a podcast review on iTunes or your platform of choice. We read every single review because your thoughts matter to us. Please share this episode with a friend. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.